Thanks for calling the Reading Home Depot. This call may be recorded. Tell me how I can help. You can say things like check product availability or what's my order status?
Appliance department.
I'll connect you with someone who can help with appliance in the appliances department.
Thank you for calling. Please wait while we transfer your call to the next available representative.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Sandra with XBO Logistics. May I speak with your COS?
Sure, one moment.
Did you know?
This is Sharon.
Hi, my name is Sandra with XBO Logistics. How are you today?
Good, Sandra. What can I help you with?
Yes, ma'am. I have a technician on the back line. He needs to get a trip charge for one of your customers. He was unable to complete their install.
Okay. Is the install for a gas stove?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. He didn't have clearance, right?
That's correct.
All right. What can I? What's the PO number?
1447. Yep. 6568.
Can you ask him a question? Did he give you the appliances that would work, the stoves that would work? I believe there's a few that we can order, the LGs, but I don't know what the model numbers are.
Now, I can't go back and forth with him and you, but I could put him on the line with us and we can ask him.
Oh, that'd be great, yeah.
Oh, okay, hold on just a second for me.
All right, thank you.
Hello, Matt?
Yes.
Hi, Matt. I have Sharon on the line from Home Depot. She wanted to know if you gave the customer any model numbers of units that would work.
Yep, we left them with a copy of all, I think, 7 models right now.
I'm sorry. Did you say you gave her 7 models? 7 model numbers?
Yep.
You did. Okay. Yeah, because I used to have a list, and somehow it disappeared. So I'd love to get that list again so I can give this to people. It seems like frequently people in Massachusetts don't have enough clearance, and that's why they can't get you guys to install their gas stoves. And honestly, I would rather have the people in the department have them measure them before they purchase them if they want us to install them. That way, it's not a problem if they order the right one. So can you email me or fax me over that list?
I can't do that. I can take down your email. That works.
All right, let me give it to you.
Or the Home Depot email.
Yep. It's C as in cat, O as in Oscar, S as in Sam, _ 2614 at homedepot.com.
You said it again.
Yep. C as in cat. O as in Oscar. S as in Sam. _ 2614 at homedepot.com.
All right.
And
so
I will
it's COS _ All right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It's COS _2614 at homedepot.com, right?
Exactly, yep. And I will put in a trip charge for this customer.
All right, thank you.
Thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Sharon.
Thank you. You're welcome. Talk to you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for using XBO Logistics. Hello, Matt.
Yep, I'm still here, Sandra.
Yes, sir. Anything else I can help you with?
That's going to be all. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Oh, you're very welcome, and thank you for calling XBO Logistics. You have a great day.
You do, too. Take care.
Bye-bye.